Come on, Norster Kenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American Marketer! Border charcoal, that bastard!
Bees!
Boom, wink.
The Finnish Conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 86 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. This is Aaron, and in this episode, we talk about Santa, concussions, and Edinans. In the studio with me is Kenny.
What up?
And Jive.
Hey, hey.
So, how was your guys' Christmas there?
Oh, I'm happy it's done with.
Ho, ho, ho. Amen, brother.
You guys get any wild swag or anything?
I got this awesome, real soft and cozy blanket that looked like it could have been shaved off of Nordy's back. I mean, that's close, right?
Sure, why not?
Did get my son a wild shirt for Christmas. So he's rocking a nice wild shirt.
You're called a good father, I think.
Yes.
In my book, at least.
Got to raise him right.
What about you?
I got a North Stars beanie, so.
Oh, sweet.
I can dig that, and I also got recently bought a new car, and so I've been riding around with the dealership.
Your pink license plate
What's wrong with the Save the Boobs license plate frame?
I just don't need it. Brought to you by AutoNation Ford.
Okay, fair enough.
Boobs brought to you by AutoNation Ford. If you're not getting boobs, you're not getting AutoNation Ford.
So are
they better be paying us today. I'm just going to say that.
So they're doing body work on multiple levels, huh?
But I got a nice wild license plate surround deal.
I do got to say, I did get to go to the Vikings game on Sunday, so I got a little precursor for potential weather for the outdoor game.
Yeah, so how was it sitting out there in the weather?
Nobody sat. Everybody stood the entire time.
Hmm.
So I'm guessing, that. And I will say that that's got some of the worst civil engineering. We were literally in a mosh pit for 5 minutes at halftime trying to get to the bathroom. I think we stood in the same spot for at least 2 minutes straight. And it was, literally asses to elbows. You could not move.
Must have been your seat.
Yeah,
I've been to the stadium and
Jive and I went just in August and
preseason game.
And we had, it was preseason, so
yeah,
you had to take that with a grain of salt. But we had.
But then remember, they shoved everybody out into the concourse because there was some weather that came in that day,
and we still had.
Yeah,
we could maneuver.
Because we're underneath the big scoreboard, so the less seat, not the full bowl side, but the add-in side.
We were near that too, as well.
So the one bathroom that I found closest underneath, there was three urinals and two stalls in there. It's like, oh yeah, this is gonna be great. In between quarters.
That must be what drove that guy to run streaking across the field. Over there.
So, dude in line was like, yeah, if you go up to the second level, there's more bathrooms up there. It's easy, you can go through the line faster.
Oh, maybe that was me and Jive. We were on the second level. We were with the poor people.
Oh yeah, see, we were on the lower concourse.
Oh
yes,
Scrooge McDuck over here.
I'm too close to the field. I can't see.
Diving in my money pit of gold.
All right.
Can we talk hockey now?
We should. We should really. Well. So we had a little holiday week there. The Wild got a little holiday break over Christmas.
As did we.
Yes.
They got a little holiday break after Christmas, too.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they needed a little bit longer break or something because, the Wild came out of the Christmas break with a I don't even know what you call that display against the Pens.
A half practice?
Maybe. A scrimmage. They might as well have been scrimmaging. But, yeah.
Because the Penguins were putting on a shooting gallery is what it was.
And the Penguins did not look all that great either. It just, the Wild looked...
Well, they're a terrible team this year, and...
Yep. And they made the Wild look a little bit silly that night.
You know actually. Who I'm going to blame, though, for the that Wild loss?
Santa Claus?
I'm gonna blame Nostrakenius, who talked about Crosby being out for that game. And I think Nostrakenius jinxed the Crosby.
I guess no. The Crosby got my vision all foggy.
Yeah. Bing came back with a vengeance, right?
Maybe that's what it was. He was like guardian angel for the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then after being outshot and outplayed and just made to look plain silly, they did come back and play a great game against Detroit, actually.
A little bit better.
There was, you know, I don't know. I think Dubnyk had a pretty strong performance in there, and I mean, we continue to see some production out of Koivu, which is nice to see.
No doubt.
You know, so I don't know. All in all, really, when we look back at December, the Wild had actually a much better December than they've had in recent years past. So. I don't know. Maybe something's turning the right way. So I got a question for you guys. What do you think is the percent chance that the Wild will make the playoffs right now?
So, like, if I had to give a number, like, what percentage do I think that they're going to make playoffs?
Yeah.
I'm going to go
99%.
99% chance they make playoffs.
You are downright confident.
And I'm 99 is awfully high, but I think we're in solid 90s. I mean... it would take, you look at this December compared to last few Decembers, and this December is a lot better than we've had in the past.
Most definitely.
And we're going to be, even if we were to lose tomorrow night, we're still above 500 for December, and we haven't had that in December in a few years here.
Correct.
And we don't need Dubnyk to be as good as he was last year, so... If we just keep on doing what we're doing and winning the games we can win, and you know, losses are going to happen. We're not going to go, 82-0. I think the odds are good. I mean, things can still happen though. We're not a very deep team, and that hurts us. And an injury or two could pop up that could really derail things. So, I'm 99 is way too strong of a percentage. So I'm gonna couch it a little and go 90%.
Yeah, and I'm actually probably gonna go a little bit above that. I would say probably about 93%, 94%. I don't know. I just think that we came through December really strong. I know you mentioned that we don't need Dubnyk to stand on his head like he did last year. But, I mean, basically, that's almost what he's doing right now. Currently, the Wild are with 84 goals against. I mean, between Dubnyk and Kemper, they're, the third best in the league, basically, right now for goals against. So, I think that we still need a little bit more offensive firepower out there, really, to really solidify our spot. But I definitely give the Wild a good chance at going to the playoffs.
So I don't know if you looked it up, but I just checked HockeyReference.com. They've got a playoff probabilities report.
Yeah,
they've got the Wild right now at 87.9% to make the playoffs.
So we're a little bit homerish in our hopes that they're going to make the playoffs.
However, SportsClubStats.com has the Wild at 91.2%. So, I think me and you are a little closer than Kenny is.
Nobody's as confident as Kenny is.
Right.
No.
for comparison on Hockey Reference, the only teams 99 and above are the Capitals, who are absolutely running away in the Metro Division, and the Stars. And we've seen what the Stars can do this year.
They're both of those teams are just playing outstanding right now.
Right, and they're both at 100% right now for playoff odds. So,
wow.
Which, we've seen the Wild sitting in that same spot with the Presidents basically the President's Trophy in hand at the beginning, you know, of December and barely make playoffs.
This is true. This is very true.
So it's. I think there's still a lot. I mean,
there's not a even lot halfway of season left.
Not even halfway through the season yet, as far as games played. Even with the teams that have played the most, I mean, they're still under half of the total games for the season. So,
right.
You know, a lot can happen. Injuries happen. Acquisitions happen.
Most definitely. So, well, that said, I mean, you know, who do you think was the number one star on the Wild that, you know, caused us to have this? I'm going to call it a great December because really all in all, we're coming out above 500. We're winning a lot of games. You know, there's always going to be some losers in there, but overall, I think they did well. Who would you guys pick as your number one star from the Wild for December?
Well, I'm guessing I'm probably going to step on some toes here, but I think you got to go with Koivu. He's got 11 points over 13 games in December. That's 6 goals, 5 assists. You know, he's doing what he's always done, but doing it better. And I think he's an easy pick, at least my pick for December is a player of the month.
Nice. I'm going to go a little bit different, and I think I'm going to go with Kemper. I'm going to go with the Milkman on this one, just coming in and having some really good games as a backup goalie and playing solid to show that, you know, even if our number one is out, that we have somebody solid that we can rely on.
Wow. And, you know, I'm going to even go with somebody different. And I think that this kind of bodes well for the Wild because – obviously there's lots of opinions on people who are, putting forth and doing their job and getting things done for the Wild. My pick for the month actually is going to be Vanek. Some of the plays that Koivu has had wouldn't have been there had it not been for Vanek. I mean, I've seen him, make several nice passes, you know, to, Zucker and Koivu, setting them up for goals. Vanek himself has managed to find the back of the net several times with, you know, what I would classify as some pretty goals. So I think that he's definitely definitely my pick for the number one star.
I mean, if even half of the setups he had, beautiful setups he had made, had connected in December, he would have much better numbers than he had.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times...
There were some posts.
There's some posts. Yep. So there's some not bad puck luck in there that made his numbers not as great in December as they could have been.
Yeah.
Well, at least during, you know, and this number could have changed, during the Detroit game, the Wild were behind... The only team that had hit more posts so far has been Pittsburgh.
Somebody keeps track of the times post the team has hit a post.
Apparently. And I think the Wild probably had surpassed Pittsburgh with that Detroit game. Because I know there was a few in there, and they were only like one or two posts behind.
Yep.
Okay, so why did none of us pick up Parisi? He's got 13 points in 13 games in December. One of the best on the team, easily. Is it just that he's just too obvious of a player?
He's obvious, but... really, he's the one that's up there, and he's getting gritty, and he gets in there. He's not getting, like, the pretty goals.
He doesn't.
He's getting the dirty goals. Maybe dirty is the wrong word to say, but you got to be in the dirty area to score down there.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I lay it out there for him. I mean, he does great, you know, giving us his all, and... The team wouldn't be where they are today without him. But honestly, his line mates that he's with on that first line, that's what almost floors me a little bit too here. We're picking our number one stars from the second line. And, you know, that whole first line, it's besides Parisi, it's kind of blasé. I mean, Pommelville came around a little bit, but. I don't know.
It looked like he went back into his shell again.
Yeah, turtled back in there, so I don't know what's going on there.
Okay, well, you know, speaking of Parisi, you know, that's been revealed. He's got an injury. He played most of the game, if not all of the game, versus Detroit.
Yep.
And then they're not, the Wild aren't saying what he injured, only that, you know, the speculation that he may have re-aggravated that knee injury that he got from Mr. James Neal.
One of our favorite people.
One of our faves. And then also getting injured over the last couple of days here was Kemper, who's going to be out with a mild concussion. It's also his second concussion with the Wild, at least that I can recall. First was that during that 2014 playoff run. The Wild without Parisi is just about a 500 team. You know, they're 4-3-1 this season, and I think in the Parisi era, just under 500. So they're floating right around there. Basically, it's an okay team, but nothing to write home about without Parisi.
Right.
You know, like you said, he's a guy who's gets dirty and gets goals in dirty spots. Can the Wild survive a prolonged absence? The speculation is it's not a big deal, but
yeah, I don't think that they can afford to have Parisi out for long. Honestly, he does. He brings us that certain grit to the team, and regardless of whether or not him or his line mates are scoring, that type of leadership out on the ice is gonna, you know, have an effect on everybody on the team.
I totally agree. I mean, that's not something you can just replace a player with,
right?
with just numbers and stats, you know, that's something that they will miss without him. And I think he was traveling with the team on this road trip.
Yep, right.
So hopefully hopefully he's only out during the St. Louis game tomorrow night. But yeah, it's a tough one to replace. And I mean, even with some of the line juggling that's, you know, going to happen with it.
Sure he's not going to be hanging out on the beach down in Florida there?
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe he just wanted the free miles.
Why not?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the beach down in St. Louis.
Do they have a beach in St. Louis?
They do now.
They had some flooding going on there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They've got a little issue down there. Hopefully the Wild can add to that, you know, over the next couple games, right?
Heat up the ice and melt it, or what?
Sure, yeah. A little of that, you know, or just make their lives a little more miserable, you know?
Yep.
So they can't even turn to hockey, a winning hockey team.
They got a foot... they got a base... yeah. Do they have a basketball team?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they even have a basketball
lacrosse?
Team. Lacrosse? Maybe some lacrosse. Major League Soccer or something.
MLS? Cricket. They got a cricket team, right?
That's what it is.
Sure. I think that's what we were missing. The International St. Louis International Cricket League.
That's a dart league, though.
Could be.
Yep.
Cricket, dart. Dart cricket.
Dart crickets, all right, yes. All right.
Speaking of cricket.
Speaking of those.
And speaking of heating things up.
So Wild had their outdoor practice on Tuesday? What day is today? Today's Wednesday.
Yes, today is Wednesday.
So outdoor practice was Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday. You know, it was a good time. You know, they've done this before in the past where, you know, fans will come out. I think previously they've done it out at the Roseville.
The Oval.
Right.
This year they did it down in Edina was it Braemar?
Braemar.
Yep. So, I mean, it seemed like, you know, it was good fun. A lot of the players had fun with it. Yo had fun with it. They started off doing their reverse stick-handed practice thing that Yo laughed it off and said it looked like their game versus Pittsburgh, which I thought was kind of funny.
Oh,
zing!
You know, you know, hopefully it's a good sign that they are looking back at that Pittsburgh game and just kind of completely going, hey, it happens.
Sometimes you have to laugh it off.
I think one of my favorite quotes, though, was from Vanek, and, you know, said something about the players getting cold, and he said, well, you know, it's Edina here, so I think they've got fire pits, and who knows, the ground's heated probably.
Speaking of which, it looked like they, I mean, they called it an outdoor practice, but is that just because whatever building they were in didn't have any walls? It looked like it still had a roof over it.
Could have just, I think they might just have a shell over the top.
Okay. Wonder if that's, is that where the dome is usually?
It might be.
They usually have that dome out there.
I know Plymouth has some, like their field house in Plymouth. Mm-hmm. It's essentially just a dome, and they say they don't heat it really. So depending on the weather outside, so it's usually between 30 and 55 degrees.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's probably something similar where it just shields from the wind, essentially, mm-hmm. in the elements.
And it can't snow on there.
Can't snow on there.
Yeah. Saves a little time having to clear it and do all that sort of stuff, too.
Oh, that was some of the most fun when I was a kid. I
mean, taking the shovel out?
Yeah, if you really wanted to get out there and skate, go grab a shovel.
That's any park you look in the warming house, and there's shovels out there. And anybody that wants to play, they're grabbing the shovels.
Yeah. You look fondly upon your shoveling days.
I had lots of fun, actually, as a kid. I mean, I'd spend hours down at the park.
We got a little bit of that this past week.
Oh, yeah?
Some of that shoveling.
Oh, that. Don't remind me.
Hey, it's almost the end of the year, and we finally got some snow this season.
Yeah, I'm getting old now. I need to move where there isn't snow.
Move down to Florida?
Hey, they still got hockey down there.
Well, you could probably get
hockey in retirement communities.
You can probably find tickets nice and cheap.
Yep. Plenty of open seats.
Yeah.
Don't have to fight the crowd of 18,000 just to get one little seat.
I will say, I've been to one hockey game in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and there was so many snowbirds there that were knowledgeable about hockey. It was actually one of the most enjoyable hockey games I've ever been to.
You went to an ECHL game, though, right?
Yep. So it wasn't even an NHL game.
Yep.
You know, it was the Solar Bears versus the Florida Everblades.
But I see that, you know, I think the lower in the leagues you go, the more knowledgeable the attendees are.
Not necessarily, because I also went to an Arrows game, and
That down in Houston.
Yeah, and the people there could not have been less knowledgeable.
We
had people complaining about not being able to walk down while the game was in play. You know, and it's like.
But an AHL game, I would put almost to the level of NHL, especially like in a smaller market like that. Because you'll still get the corporations that get their box seats and hand out the tickets as prizes and stuff like that. No business is handing out tickets to an ECHL game. People are going to look at it and go, what the hell is this?
I can't agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know. My anecdotal experience with a sample size of one game, I thought it was a very enjoyable game.
We get what? 12 minutes of a game and then it's over?
The people there were very into the game, and I didn't experience the same thing at the AHL level.
Yeah, I mean, because I was at that AHL game with that Houston game with you, and who did we saw some crazy folk down there.
Yeah.
But it was also Dollar Beer Night, and they had a band set up outside.
It was a dollar beer night, and they still woo-hoo! Couldn't get anyone into the game.
Right.
Yeah.
For a dollar beer, I'll show up.
Yeah, because, I mean, what were tickets, like, next to nothing?
The Ticketmaster fees were, I think, half the ticket price.
That sounds about right.
Will the Spurs on my cowboy boots hold me up on the ice?
Actually, well, it was where the Spurs play.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they changed. The Spurs used to play at the Alamo Dome,
mm-hmm.
and they moved over to, I don't remember.
Wherever the San Antonio.
Yeah, whatever the arena was in San Antonio. But they did have cowboy boots and Spurs on the men's bathroom. So,
oh, that's right.
So all the men's, you know how you have that standard, you know, rounded guy outline?
Mm-hmm.
He also had a cowboy hat and a spur on. And I was like, this is so Texas right now.
Were the bathrooms bigger?
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Right.
That's what she said.
Except for the hockey crowd.
And the dollar beers.
And the dollar beers. Those things were tiny.
Yeah.
What were those, like 10-ounce pours?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, let's get to Twitter talk here. We got two questions from the usual suspects. Derek Felska at State of Hockey News. He was here last week, and he hit us up for a couple questions here. First question, does Nicklas Backstrom make his first start in the month of January?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he does. Yes.
It's going to be, I'm guessing that it's going to. We're going to see him Sunday.
That soon, huh?
I think so. Maybe Saturday, but I'm gonna guess more Sunday against the Panthers. Just because it's an early game, there's less than 24 hours apart from the Saturday to Sunday game. And I think that, I mean, if Kemper's wrist is still, like, even if it's just agitating him, I think putting that much back-to-back.
Dubnyk's wrist.
Kemper's head. Dubnyk's wrist. I think that they'll let him sit for that second game against the Panthers.
See, and I don't know that it'll be that soon, but you know, it's pretty obvious Dubnyk has enough nagging things going on that to bet against seeing Backstrom at this point, especially since Kemper's on at least his second concussion that you know in recent history. Who knows how long he's going to be out? Even though they say it's a mild concussion, you know, this stuff can. There's no timetable ever for a concussion, right? You know, I think even if Dubnyk is healthy the whole month through, there's still a chance we're going to see Backstrom, I think.
Fair enough. Felska's second question to us, does Kemper's concussion history really sabotage any chance at trading him for significant asset in return?
I think it cements him as our backup goalie of the future because he's not going to get moved. And, you know, because who's going to want to take that on as their potential number one? Right. No, he's going to have to luck into it by being a backup somewhere. And why not be a backup where you're already comfortable?
Yeah. And I don't know that the Wild were really looking to move him at this point anyway. So, in my opinion, I think that it's, you know, safe to keep Kemper and Dubnyk around. Even, you know, we just got to write off the rest of this Backstrom.
If anything, if anything, it makes it helps. It actually kind of in a weird way helps the Wild because it probably keeps his value down.
Yeah,
and makes him more affordable to keep him as a backup for Dubnyk.
True.
Beyond the season.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kind of agree that I don't see him moving right now. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't see a concussion problem being as big of a deal for a goalie because obviously they're not getting bounced around. I mean, they're still taking hits to the head when you're in close and you get the scrums going on, but it's not like they're getting, you know, body checked or, you know, hit hard into the boards or their heads are going to be bouncing around nearly as much.
That's a penalty.
Yes.
Yep.
But... you know, apparently, as we've seen, and I'm guessing one of his players did it to him, or one of his players did do it to him, that they do still take pucks off the noggin, and I guess it's enough to give you a concussion.
Right.
So,
speaking of the week ahead.
So, last week was Detroit, and I think Jive got that one. 3-1. 3-1. Jive nailed it.
That's right.
This week, we've got the Wild at the Blues on Thursday, New Year's Eve.
Here comes.
We have on Saturday, the Wild at Tampa Bay Lightning. Nothing?
Nope.
And then Sunday's a 3 o'clock game against the Panthers. So a very quick turnaround back-to-back down in Florida.
Enough time to hit the beach.
Just enough time to hit the beach and, you know, maybe around the golf if you're Parisian, not playing.
I keep talking about the beach. I think I'm already done with winter.
We barely had winter. So, Aaron, what's your pick for the game of the week this week?
Well, I think we got to go for the divisional matchup, and I'm going to pick the Wild at Blues as the game
nice.
Of the week.
Good game.
Good call.
I mean, I think it's the no-brainer. Even though those the Florida back-to-backs are going to be a test and quite interesting is to watch to see what we end up doing goalie wise. You know, Wild at Blues. The Wild are, I think, 5-5-5 on the road this year or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't like the Wild's chances. You know, I'm gonna say the score is gonna be close. And I'm gonna say Blues win 3-1 with a empty net at the end. It was gonna be 2-1, but it's gonna be 3-1.
Fair enough. I agree. I think it's gonna be a tough game for the Wild. The Blues always play the Wild tough. And there always seems to be what is his name? Tarasenko or
right.
The Bacchus or somebody who
Fattenkirk.
Yeah. Fattenkirk.
And somebody's got a mess.
We got Allen and Nett. Yeah. So
yeah. So I don't know. I think that with the Wild short Parisi, that it's gonna be a little bit tough for him down there. So I'm gonna go with the Blues actually winning over the Wild 5-2.
Ooh, high score.
And
it'll be close till coming down to then, but I'm predicting 2 empty netters.
Whoa. All right.
And, well, I think this might be the first this season. I think we're all going with the bad guys.
What's up, you homers?
Yeah, I'm also taking the Blues. Just, you know, tough time beating St. Louis in St. Louis.
Yeah.
St. Louis is playing pretty solid right now. I think it's going to be a little closer, though. I'm going to go with the score 3-2.
So the big question is, how many goals does Brodziak score?
Brodziak. 0.
It depends who's in that.
I'm going to say 2 off the pipe.
So, okay, the bigger question, who's going to have more pipes, him or Pommaville?
Hmm.
Or completely missed open nets?
Do you think you can bet on this in Vegas?
Is Jarrett Stoll an option? He's gonna be a different kind of pipe, you know.
Oh, well, no, his is just dollar bills rolled up.
So he says. Anyway, I think we have a show here.
It's short and sweet. I'm done with holidays. Is New Year's over yet?
We're almost there, you know. And this is gonna be our last Wednesday show for a while. You know, holidays are done with, so we can kind of move things back around. Next podcast will be Sunday the 3rd. Back to our normal on Sundays. Look for it online in your preferred podcasting app, whether it be iTunes or Google Play Music or whatever it may be.
Pandora. I think Pandora's doing podcasts now, too.
Are they really?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Everyone's getting in on the business.
So, So if I go to Pandora and choose podcast, will it randomly select a podcast for me and then I have to up thumbs it or down thumbs it?
I don't know. Go test it out. I don't know. I got rid of the Pandora app a long time ago.
I think I got rid of Pandora when I got rid of Slacker.
Yeah.
Slacker's still around?
Probably.
Yep. I know the
I'm sure they're all paying the artists nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know they're all kind of going under. You're starting to.
I don't think they are, but
well, somebody just shut their doors.
Oh, well, there's lots of companies, but not much for the big boys. Anyway, you know, when I'm not live tweeting Wild games with 3 in the Box, and that's at 3 in the Box on Twitter, you can find links to everything that I'm doing at about.me/TheAaron. Kenny, where can people find you?
And you can find me on about.me with links to my Twitter and Instagram and other stuff at about.me/IamKenny. That is KENNEY. Jive.
Yeah, and you can check me out. I'm also at about.me/HeyJive. Everybody have a happy new year.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm a big fan. It's a good show.